सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो कर्दम एंड देवहूती गॉट 9 डॉटर्स एंड 1 सन। 9 डॉटर्स गॉट मैरिड टू 9 सेजेज एंड दे हैव गॉन बैक टू देयर होम। इन द आश्रम नाउ देयर आर 3 पर्संस, देवहूती, कर्दम जी एंड कपिल भगवान। ओनली 3 आर देयर। So finding Kapil Bhagwan alone, so Kardamji approached Bhagwan and asked his permission that he wants to go for Banaprastha now, leave the Grihastha Ashram and go to forest. Then Bhagwan said to him that whatever I speak, that is Praman. So whatever written in the Shastra or whatever Bhagwan says, that is Praman. Praman means that is the means of knowledge. And he says, I gave you word that I will come in your family as your son. I have done that. It's not written in Shastra, but I told you when you meditated for 10,000 years, at that time I told you that I will come as your son. So I have kept my word. And what is the purpose of this birth? Then it was said, etan me janma loke asmin mokshanam. Mokshanam, those who do not want to be born again. I don't want to be born again. I don't want to study ABCD again. That means those who are interested to disintegrate their subtle body. Those who are studying Vedanta, they know it is the subtle body directed by the causal body which goes from one body to another body. Say, Mumukshu, he wants that this subtle body should disintegrate. We find gross body disintegrating in this world at the time of cremation. Made of Panchamahabhut goes to Panchamahabhut. But the subtle body is also made of 5 subtle great elements. And it does not disintegrate. It will disintegrate only when you get the knowledge. So therefore, Mumukshu wants knowledge in this life. Prasankhyanaya tattvanam. So I will explain that Sankhya darshan. Sankhya darshan, there is Sankhya. Sankhya means the definite numbers. We'll see what is the Prakriti tattva, how many tattva are there. Very beautifully will be explained by Bhagwan. And how that Sammataya Atma darshane. And it is very esteemed, very respected by everybody, accepted by everybody. And this is a very good path for self-realization. Then he says, Itna Atna Patho Abhyakta Nashtakalena Bhuyasa. But this Atna Path, Path means this Rasta, this road which leads to Atman, what has become Nashta. Nashta means it is lost. Lost because of time. Then, Te pravartyum dehimam vidhi mayabhritam. Bhritam means I assume. to re-say this thing, to reinstate this knowledge, I have taken this form. So the purpose of this avatar, purpose of this Kapil Bhagwan's avatar incarnation is to give the Sankhya Darshan. Only one particular purpose. One purpose. He will do only this much. Shankaracharya came, he gave commentary on all the Upanishad, Prasthantrayi, and went away. Vedvyasa came, he compiled all the Vedas and left. So Kapil Bhagwan's job is to give us the Sankhya Darshan. Then he says, Gatcha kamam maya aprishtah. Oh, you want to go? Oh, I give you permission. Son is giving permission to father. Now you can go to forest. Gatcha kamam maya aprishtah. Mai sanyasta karmana. But what you will do? Your all karma. Mai sanyasta karmana. Whatever activities, that should be all surrendered to me. This we are studying in Bhagavad Gita also, in Upanishad also, everywhere. All our activities should be for the happiness of the Lord. Mai sanyasta karmana, jitva surdaja mrityu. What will happen? You will cross mrityu. You will have a victory over mrityu, which is how sudurjaya is very difficult to win that. Mrityu jaya is very difficult. But if you do this way, then jitva surjaya mrityu, amrittaya mam bhaja, you will get amrit, immortality. So we are all mortal. From mortal to we become immortal. How? Mam bhaja. Worship me. Worship me. Okay. How am I? Mam atmanam swayam jyoti sarvabhuta guhasam. Mam atmanam. My Atman or I am Paramatman. How is that? Swayam Jyoti, effulgent. Swayam Jyoti. And Sarva Bhuta Guhasam, and I am dwelling in the heart of everybody. I am dwelling in the heart of all beings, not human beings, in all beings. Even in the mineral kingdom also, he is present. Sarva Bhuta Guhasam. Atmanne Atmana Vichya. How can I find it? Atmanne Atmana. With your intellect, go into your mind. With your intellect, go into mind. We have seen many times this thing, how to reach there. He is seated in our buddhi, he is seated in our antakaran, and antakaran is full of vrittis, thoughts, and these thoughts, we are seeing the thoughts, but we are not able to see the illuminator of thought. We are not able to see illuminator of thought. So when these thoughts cease, at that time the illuminator will remain there. So by your intellect you reach me. By intellect you reach. What I will get? Visoka abhyam richasi. You will attain what? Two things. Visoka, bigat soka. Bigat soka means no more sorrows, worldly sorrows. We are having one after another sorrows are coming. You will be all free of all worldly sorrows. And abhaya, no more fear. That Brahman is abhaya. Brahman is abhaya. And to reach that Brahman, we have to practice one guna that also is abhaya. Abhayam samsuddhi jnana yogi vasthita in Bhagavad Gita it says. Abhaya. So abhay is gun, is the means also, abhay is goal also. Richasi. Now comes verse number 40.
Matrayadhyatmikim vidyam shamanim sarvakarmanam vitarisiyaya chaso bhayam chati tarishyati.
Matra, who is saying? Kapil Bhagwan is saying, Kapil Bhagwan is saying to Kardam. Kardam is saying, Matra, to my mother. Who is mother of Kapil Bhagwan? Devuti. So to my mother, Devuti, vitrishya means I shall give. What will you give? Adhyatmakim vidyam. I will give that adhyatmakim vidyam, spiritual knowledge. So Kapil Bhagwan has given permission to Kardam, you can go to the forest, don't worry. Number two, to my mother, Devuti, I will give spiritual knowledge, Vidyam. So what will she get? What is the gain of that knowledge? Samanim sarva karmanam, it will end all karma. It will end all karma. Samanim sarva karmanam. Acha. Vitrishye yaya cha so bhayam cha titarishyate. And by which yaya, the bhay, the fear will also go away. Fear will also go away. Because she has got abhayapat, abhayam she will get. So therefore there is no more fear. In fear always dvait is required. When we see duality or polarity, then there is fear. When we are able to see the one same truth in each being, then there is no bhay. Okay, to my mother as well, I shall impart spiritual knowledge which frees one from the bondage of all actions and by virtue of which she will get over the fear of transmigration and attain supreme joy. So what is this karma bandhan? Karma bandhan. Because of this karma bandhan, each one of us, we have to take birth. What is this karma bandhan? We do act in this world and the fruit of action follows. But we don't know when the fruit of action will come. Some actions we do today, but the fruit of action will come maybe after this life. Or some bad karma I have done in this life, the fruit of that action may come later in some other life. You can understand simply by, if we are born in a rich family, that means we must have done something good in past. If I am born in a poor family, it is because of my actions of the past. So to experience the fruit of action of this life, we all have to take another birth. That is karma bandhan. So our birth depends on karma. But Bhagwan's birth is not dependent on karma. Kapil Bhagwan has taken birth not depending on his past karma. It's only human beings or other jiva, they take birth according to the karma. Then in sannyas ashram, one cannot take wife with him. In Kardam, he wants to go to Banaprastha and later on he will go to Sannyas. So in the Banaprastha, you cannot take your wife. Then it becomes Grihastha again. You will start cooking again there. Phir tel masala and everything is required. Banaprastha. So he kept Kardam ji left and he left his wife Devuti with his son Kapil. He will take care of Devuti. And who has promised that he will give the spiritual knowledge so that the Devuti will also get liberated and her karma account will close there, you know. It is very difficult to close karma account. It is easy to close your bank account. At the time of death, your bank account closes. But the karma account, it continues. But by this spiritual knowledge, what will happen? It will end. Those who have studied Tattva, they know all sanchit karma are all roasted, burnt. There is no agami karma. But prarabdha you have to enjoy or suffer. You cannot do anything with the prarabdha. So Devuti wanted abhay, Kardamji arranged. If you remember in the last chapter, Devuti said, Athap me prapannaya abhyam datum arasi, you are leaving me. You have not given me abhay. Abhay means knowledge of self. And you know. So you should give me that also. How can you go? And at another place it said, Ajanantaya param bhava tathapi astu abhayay me. I didn't know that you can give me. I was reveling in the grihastha ashram and roaming around the whole world in the aeroplane and enjoying. I never knew that you have got the knowledge. Now you give me. It is your duty to give. So now when Kardam is going to forest, he is free of all worries. All worries. Kardam entered into the marriage with an agreement before marriage. He told Manu that I will stay with Devuti for such a period of time. And after that, I will go for Banvas. Now the time has come. Kapil Bhagwan has come. Devuti has requested for Abhay. That arrangement also has been done. Kapil Bhagwan has said, I will give to my mother the knowledge of self. So now, Kardam is free. Kardam is free. No worry about the Devuti. And son has taken the responsibility of mother. So, therefore, he will now go to forest. Verse number 41. Maitri Uvacha.
Maitreya Uvacha. Evam samuditastena kapilena prajapatihi dakshini krityatam pritaha banam eva jagamaha.
Evam samuditastena kapilena. Evam thus. Samuditena tena addressed by him. Who is him? Kapilena. Just now Kapil Bhagwan completed his discourse to Kardam. Thus addressed by Kapil Bhagwan, to whom? Prajapati. Who is Prajapati? Prajapati is Kardam. So Kapil Bhagwan gave some instructions to Kapil Bhagwan. Then after that, what Kardam ji did? Oh, Kapil ji gave to Kardam. Kapil Bhagwan gave instructions to Kardam Prajapati. Who is Kardam Prajapati? Kapil Bhagwan's father. Kardam Prajapati. Then what did Kardam ji do? Dakshini Kritya. He circumambulated Pradichan kya. Parikrama bhi se. How he did it? Dakshini Kritya. What is Dakshini Kritya? Keeping Lord Kapil on the right hand. When we take a Pradichana in the temple, what we do? We always keep the idol on our right side. This way we take. So similarly, Dakshini Kritya, he kept his son on his right side and he did the parikrama. Dakshini Kritya, tam prito, I am being pacified. Banameva jagam hai, jagam left. Then he left for forest. So Maitri said, thus addressed by the celebrated Kapil, Kardam went round the Lord as a mark of respect and straightway withdrew to forest full of joy. What is the purpose of going to Vanaprastha? In Vedic Grihastha Ashram, one is supposed to leave at the age of 50. Now we have made it 55, 58. And Mahatma says, after that, it always reminds the Sankhya, the number always reminds us. 51. In 51, one is included. 52. It reminds us, you are supposed to go for as one. 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58. Therefore, sometimes in the offices, they keep a limit of retirement, 55, 56, 58, like this. So that continuous reminder that this is the time to go to forest now. There are two purposes, you know. First is the give up the attachment with the world. First purpose of going to Vanaprastha, give up the attachment with the world. And number two, engage in bhakti. These are two purposes. So cut the attachment. If you don't cut it while living, Yamaraj will see that it is cut at the time of death. Yamaraj will do that for us. Permanent. Okay. So what we should do in Vanaprastha, those who are living in cities. You see, when the Grihastha Ashram is over, when your children are grown up or settled, after that, you have to start reducing your relationship with the world. Reducing. During the whole of Grihastha Ashram and in our Brahmacharya Ashram, we have forgotten one permanent relationship. What is that permanent relationship? Lord was with us in all our previous lives. He is our permanent relative. Lord is our permanent relative. He was with me. He is with me. And he was with me in all my previous lives. But during our Brahmacharya and the Grihastha Ashram, we have forgotten. So what we should do in the Vanaprastha of those who are living in the cities, they should start some relationship with the Bhagwan. Some bhakti is to be introduced. Don't pass your whole rest of life in sansar. Some bhakti is to be introduced. Some bhakti sadhana we should start. It is said by Mahatma that without relationship with the permanent relative, it is like living in a blind well. Kuwe mein gire hue hain hum log. And many people think, oh, I am 60 year, I am 70 year, I am 80 year, ab kya hoga? I can't do anything. But Lord says that you should start your bhakti any time. What is the benefit of starting bhakti? In chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita says, one who starts his sadhana in this life. Starting sadhana means what? Starting sadhana means you leave your kamya karma, no more selfish action. And you start your bhakti. Or if you are in the Gyan Marg, you do your Sarvan Manan Nidhi Dhyasan. If I start my sadhana, and for two reasons I could not get that fulfillment, could not reach my goal. What is the goal? Goal is to get mukti. To get mukti in this life. I started my sadhana, I withdrew from world. Vairagya was less, so I again became yoga bhrasht. Again came to sansar. See? Or, I started my sadhana, but the body dropped. Because prarabdha has ended, body has dropped. So therefore, I could not reach my goal. I started my sadhana. And after that, because of the sense object attraction, I came back again to Jagat. This person is called Yoga Bhrasht. Second type of person, he also started his sadhana, but he was continuing, but the body dropped. That was the question asked by Arjun to Bhagavan Krishna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6. And Lord said beautifully, in both cases, he will get a human form. In both cases, if you want next life as human form, start your sadhana now. In both cases, One who has become yoke-breast, gone back to sense object, Lord send him to the higher loka, where he enjoys for a long time, and then again he is born in Suchinam Srimatam Gihi. Suchinam, one, those who follow the dharmic way of life. Srimatam, those who are rich. So bacha kucha, whatever kamana is there, he can fulfill here also. He will not have to worry about earning money. And the family is also dharmic family. So he can continue his sadhana from there. And the other type of person who was continuing sadhana but body dropped, that person gets a birth in yogi naam kule, in the yogi kul, which is very difficult to get. Very, very difficult to get, because they are not interested in family. They are not interested in the wealth. They are doing their sadhana. What I am trying to impress is, in Bhagavad Gita it is said, in both cases you will get human form. If I am not able to complete my sadhana in this life, at least if I start, I am assured by Lord that you will get another human form to complete it. But if I don't start my sadhana, what will happen? According to your causal body, according to your vasana, we have to take a form. Therefore, I think we all understand the value of starting sadhana. It can be bhakti mark or gyan mark, whatever it is, your choice. Detach we have to. And Gurudev always used to say, detach and attach, detach and attach. We have to detach ourselves from here. For people who are staying with their families, I am not telling them to leave. That was in the Vedic Grihastha Ashram. It was allowed. But how you can leave? Where will you go? Where is forest? What arrangements are there? The purpose of going to forest is what? Only to detach, number one. Number two, start your sadhana bhakti, which I can do at my home also. Mentally detach. And many times I have quoted you from Kathamrit. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, man hi man jano, ye tumhare koi nahi hai, magar in sabki seva karo. Know it in your mind that they are not related to you. You don't know how you were related to these, your family in the past life. And when you leave this world, you don't know where will you go. Where is the relation? This is only temporary relation. But that doesn't mean that you should not serve your family. You stay there, love them, and do serve them also. Everybody, brother, sister, mother, uncle, whosoever is there in your family, serve them. But in mind, you should know that your permanent relative is Bhagwan. Permanent relatives is Bhagwan. They are temporary relatives. So I have covered my Grihastha Ashram. Now I have to serve and I have to go ahead. Slowly, 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 I have to go ahead. And I have to do it. So we have to slowly, slowly, slowly. People, you know, even after children are settled, they take on themselves arranging money for the second, third generation, fourth generation, fifth generation. See? What is the use of this? You are wasting your time. You are not doing sadhana. So this is to be done. 42 now.
Vratam saasthito maunam atmaika sharano munihi nissangyo vacharakshonim anagniranikitanah.
Vratam, he took some vows. Vratam. Vratam sa astita. Astita means accepted. Who take this vow? Kardam. He is going to Banprastha. He has taken some vow. What is that? Maunam. Maunam. Silence. He has taken a vow that I will remain silent. Atmaik sarano muni, muni kardam muni. Atmaik saranam, he has taken ek saranam. Atmaik saranam. He has taken saran of the, he has surrendered to the Lord and he has surrendered to one Lord. One, ek saranam. Shelter in one. How? Nisanga. Nisanga. He has left home, he has become Nisanga without association. We have to live in the family and Nisanga. Association we have to drop. Without association. Vacharat, he traveled. Where? Sonim, on the whole earth. Anagni Aniketa. Anagni. No relationship with fire and no Niketa. Niketa means house. No Niketa, no house, no Agni. So once you go into the Vanaprastha Ashram, after that Agni represents the Karmakand. Sannyasi is no more interested in any Karmakand. By Karmakand you can gain anything of this world or the other world. If you want to go to Swarga, there is some home for that. You can get Swarga. But now the Vanaprastha, he doesn't want anything of this world or the another seven higher worlds. Why he doesn't want? He knows that these are all temporary. He is mumukshu. He wants his subtle body to be dissolved now. He doesn't want to take any more birth. Therefore, anagnihi. Anagni means not interested in any rituals and not interested in cooking also. He is alone. He will survive with bhiksha. Aniketa. Aniket, no particular home. In one of the earlier classes, we have discussed about kutichak bahutak. Kutichak means staying in one kuti. But Kardam wanted Bahudak. Bahudak means he will go around whole Prithivi, Rome. Such sannyasi will not stay more than 3 days at one place. Bahudak. Aniketa. So observing a vow of silence. Silence, maunam means what? Maunam means sanyatvak. Sanyatvak, whenever it's necessary, I will talk. And I will talk only about the Lord only. I will not talk about the worldly things. I am not interested. Even somebody is telling me worldly things, I will go on chanting my Lord's name in my mind. I am not listening. But when you are talking about the Lord, yes, I will participate. I will participate in that. Maunam sanyatvak. So sannyasi should be detached from Agni and Niketa. Agni, no fire rituals and no particular home. Because now he is dependent on the Lord for food and shelter. Lord will take care. Yoga sem bahamyam. Lord will take care of him. Vratam, he took a vrata of silence, maunam. What should be our brother? So in chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, we get Amanitvam, Adambitvam, and all that values are given there. We should take about that. I should practice this thing. If we practice these values, which are all Satgun, why should we practice these guns? We should practice this gun because these are all Daivi gun. Daivi gun vimokchaya. It is said in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita. If we practice Daivi gun, we will get mukti. And Asuri gun nibandhaya. It will bind us. So therefore, these values should be practiced and made virtue. It will help us. 43.
Mano brahmani yunjano yattat sadasatav param gunava bhase viguna eka bhaktyanubhavite.
Then Kartam ji, mano brahmani yunjano. Yunjano means fixed. He fixed his mind in where? In the truth, Brahman, reality, truth. The mind is fixed there. Mind is fixed there. Okay. And who? What is that reality? What is that truth? Yat sad asat param. Paraman is supreme. Supreme, which is beyond cause and effect. Which is beyond cause and sat and asat, which is beyond cause and effect. That reality, that truth. In that Kardamji fixes mind. And guna vavase biguna, how is that truth? Biguna, without guna, no sattva rajastamas in that. Brahman is nirgun nirakar. But because of Brahman, guna avabhase, they guna manifest. They manifest. In Tattvabodh we have seen Brahmasraya Trigunatmika Maya. What is this Maya? Maya is Trigun, Sattva Rajastamas. It dependent on Brahman. Gunavase biguna ek bhakti anubhavite. With the ek bhakti, with single pointed bhakti anubhavite. Anubhavite, it can be perceived. So we all can perceive that truth, that reality with ek bhakti. Ek bhakti. So what is the sadhana to reach that? Ek bhakti. Those who are studying Vivek Chudamani, where Shankaracharya said, even doing Shravan Manan about the Brahman is also bhakti. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, we found what is bhakti. He said, doing puja is also bhakti, Naam Jap is also bhakti, Katha Shravan is also bhakti. But Naradji said, Akhila Jarata, all our actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. That is ek bhakti. Ek bhakti. Anubhavite, we can all perceive with that. So Kardamji, he fixed his mind on Brahman, infinite, who is beyond both cause and effect. Who, though devoid of three guna, prakriti, yet brings them to light, he is perceived by ek bhakti, unfailing devotional services. So bhakti has got three aspects, bhakta, bhagwan and bhakti. But Kardamji fixed his mind on ek bhakti, ek, thinking about. Many times I have quoted you about this thing from Bhagavad Gita. Man mana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru ma ve vaishyasi. Man mana. See, the Kardamji has given mind to Bhagwan. Fixed mind into the truth. And he has decided, see the buddhi. He has decided what? That is param. Who is that param? Sat, asat, who is beyond sat and asat, he is param. That truth, that reality is param and I have to get it. Who decides it? It is the function of buddhi, not the function of mind. Number two, Madhyaji. Now henceforth, Kardamji will be doing all his actions for the happiness of the Lord because Lord has already instructed him, Mam Bhaja, Mai Sanyasta Karmana, in verse number 38. You have to do all actions for my happiness. Mam Namaskuru, already he has surrendered to Kapil Bhagwan. Kapil Bhagwan. Mam Evaishyasi, you will reach me. So if we also do the same thing, manmana, by mind thinking about the Lord, madbhakta, if we decide He is param, He is supreme for me, I have to reach that goal. Madhyaji, and act for Him only. Namaskuru, surrender to Him. Maam evaishyasi, you will reach there. So Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, says the same thing. But there is a difference between the Lord, Gunabhavase, because of that reality, because of that truth, because of that Brahman, these Triguna Prakriti can manifest. If Brahman or the truth or the reality he doesn't want, then this Prakriti cannot manifest. Therefore, Lord is Mayapati. Maya is Dasi of Lord. And we are Das of Maya. We are Maya Das. And Lord is Mayapati. So Bhakta transcends three guna. We all are all deluded by these three guna, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, because the whole world is created with these three guna. My own body is also created with three guna and five great elements. We are all deluded by this only. So with the ek bhakti, you can reach there. Now let me give you a reference from the Bhagavad Gita, where also it is said, with ek bhakti you can reach there. Mam chayo abhyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samiditaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Chapter 14, sloka number 26. There Lord says, if anybody serves me with devotion, how that devotion should be? Abhyavicharena, unswerving, sa gunan samiditaitan, he will cross over these three guna. Three guna he will cross. And brahma bhuyaya kalpate, and he becomes fit for becoming Brahman. Aur kya chahiye? So again and again, it is impressed that we should start our bhakti sadhana as early as possible. Next.
Nirahankriti nirmamascha nirdvandva samadrik svadrik pratyak prashanta dhir dhirah prashanta urmirivodadhi.
So when it happens, I want to know, if I may start my sadhana, how will I come to know whether I am progressing or not? What is the quality of that seeker? It is here said. Nirahankriti, without ego. In Vedanta, how we say, consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva, jiva minus ego is equal to consciousness. Nirahankriti. Nirahankriti, without ahankar. Nirmamascha. Nirmam, mera, minus. Nirmam. We all have material attachment. Material attachment. I need not mention here that we always keep even the burnt toaster also we keep. Someday it will help me to take out some part from here and put part here attached. Nirmama. Nirdvanda. Without duality. In the pair of opposites, whatever happens doesn't matter. Nirdvanda. Same. Samdrika. Seeing equal everywhere. Seeing the same truth. We have studied in Digridisya Vivek that Asti Bhati Priya Naam Roop. Ajnani sees Naam Roop. We all see only the Naam Roop. But with each Naam Roop, Asti Bhati Priya is there, whether it is an inner thing or a sentient thing. And what is the vision of Jnani? Jnani sees Asti Bhati Priya, which is common everywhere. Naam Roop are all different. Therefore, he is able to see oneness everywhere. And what is the vision of Ajnani? Ajnani sees only Naam Roop. Therefore, he sees plurality. Samdrik. Swadrika pratyak prasantadhi. Swadrik, seeing himself. Where? Pratyak, inside. Pratyak means inside. So if you want to meet him, what should be the state of your mind? Prasantadhi. Prasant. Dhi should be prasant. No thought disturbance should be there. Prashantati. And a beautiful example is given here. Who is that person? Dhira. He says, this is the buddhiman person. That person is buddhiman who is able to make his mind shant. And what type of shant? Prashant urmi ib udadadi. Udadadi means ocean. Urmi, wave. Imagine an ocean without waves. Prashant urmi iva udadadi, like ocean without waves. So how it is compared in the mind? In the mind, the waves are all vrittis. All thoughts are all vrittis. When vrittis are not there, then it becomes prashant. Prashant. So free from egoism and sense of minus, indifferent to the pair of opposites, dvanda. What is this dvanda? Sukh, dukh, man, apman, etc. These are all pair of opposites. And being all with the same eye, seeing the same truth in everybody, Kardam perceived his own self everywhere. Now Kardamji is able to see Asti Bhanti Priya everywhere. His mind has turned inward and was perfectly composed, and the self-possessed sage looked like an ocean without waves. So there was no vritti, no thought of sansar, and his mind was absolutely peaceful. We get a beautiful example in Bhagavad Gita also, chapter 2, verse number 70, where it is said, like in the samudra, all the rivers continuously pour water. All the rivers continuously pour water. But it never agitated. Never overflows. Or, continuously, the water is vaporized by sun. But still it is not agitated. It is same. Similarly, our mind should not be agitated with any of thoughts of the world. Next.
Vasudeve Bhagavati Sarvagne Pratyagatmani Parena Bhakti Bhavena Labdhatma Mukta Bandhanaha.
Vasudeve Bhagavati, Bhagwan Vasudeva Bhagavati, Sarvagye. How is this Bhagwan? Sarvagye. He is knower of everything. How is Sarvagya? He is Sarvagya because he is sitting in the heart of each being, and therefore he knows each jeev's past, present and future. Therefore he is Sarvagya. Pratyak Atmani. Pratyak Atmani means he is soul of all beings. In each and every being he is present. Parena Bhakti Bhavena. Parena with Bhakti Bhav we can reach him. Labdhatma, beautiful word, Labdhatma. Atma which is already Labdha, which is with us. Labdhatma. Atman is with us. Mukta Bandhana, and once you see him, then all the bandhans are over, you are liberated. Mukta Bandhana. So his mind being fixed through the supreme devotion on all knowing Lord Vasudev, total mind, Kardam's mind, totally devoted to Vasudeva, through supreme devotion on all knowing Lord Vasudev, the self of all embodied self, he was free from bondage of ignorance. Free from ignorance. So bhakti is two types. One is the parabhakti, another is aparabhakti. We have seen in our Narad Bhakti Sutra. Aparabhakti is also called viddhabhakti. Parabhakti is kamana rahita, without any desire. And viddhabhakti or aparabhakti is with kamana, kamana sahita, with desire. And in between these two, which one is better? Parabhakti is better. And Kardam mind was fixed in the Parabhakti. Kardam mind was fixed in the Parabhakti. And liberation happens only in the Parabhakti, not in Vidyabhakti. Vidyabhakti means what? You are praying to Lord, give me one house, give me one son, give me $1 million. So this is only worldly things you are asking. So that will not take you to Bhagwan. So Vidyabhakti or Aparabhakti will not take us to the truth. And one thing more we have to understand. Bhakta never becomes Bhagwan. Bhakta becomes Brahman. Understand very clearly. Bhakta can become Brahman. Bhakta will never become Bhagwan or Ishwar. Next.
Atmanam sarvabhuteshu bhagavantam avasthitam apashyat sarvabhutani bhagavatyapichatmani.
Now this is Kardam's experience. So once you realize it, what will happen? That should also we should know, na? What will happen? So it is said, Atmanam sarvabhuteshu, in his own Atman, and sarvabhuteshu, in all being, bhagavantam avasthitam. Now he is seeing that Bhagwan is avasthitam, situated in each and every being. He is seated in my heart also, and he is seated in the hearts of everybody. Achha. Apasyat sarvabhutani bhagavat apichatmani, and also he saw. Apasyat sarvabhutani, all beings. Bhagavate api, Bhagwan also. Where? Atmani, in his own Atman. So the experience of a realized person is this, that he is able to see that the same Atman is present in all beings, and all beings, including Bhagwan, is present in my Atman. That is the experience. So he perceived, Kardam perceived the Lord, his own self, as present in all living beings, and all living beings in the Lord, his own self. In Isavasya Upanishad we find, yastu sarvani bhutani atmanni eva anupasyati sarvabhuteshu cha atmanam tato na vijugupsate. Same thing. In Bhagavad Gita also you will find the same thing. A realized master sees that his own Atman is the Atman of all beings. And all beings are situated in me. Situated in me. Very difficult to understand, na? How all beings are situated in me. I am able to see only one part on this side on the screen, another part on this screen.
Please, this
Srimad Bhagavatam summer schedule has come here on my screen.
And it is staying for
time. I am not able to see all of you. So how am I able to see all of you? You are in the screen. I am seeing all of you as a vritti in my own mind. Is it not so? So who is illuminating? That Atman is illuminating. So are you not all of you in the Atman, in me? Yes. See? Everything in me and Atman in all beings. In all beings, he sees. Next.
Ichha dvesha vihinena sarvatra samachetasa bhagavat bhakti yuktena prapta bhagavati gatihi.
Kardamji got bhagavati gati. He went back to God, Lord. How was he? Ichha dvesha vihinena, No ichha, no dvesh, no likes and dislikes. You see, this is gone. Many times I've told you that this is vasana, is the curtain in between Lord and me. Now ichha dvesh vihina. This ichha dvesh is not there. Vihina. Ichha dvesh vihinena. Sarvatra samachetasa. Sarvatra everywhere samachetasa. Equal mind. Seeing everywhere asti bhanti priya samachetasa. Bhagavat bhakti yuktena. How you got it? With the Bhagavat bhakti. Bhagavat bhakti yuktena prapta. He got it. He got what? He got the Bhagavati gati. He got that gati. He got his goal. He reached Paramatma. So in this way, Kardam, who had no desire and was free from malice, who was even minded toward all and had developed devotion to the Lord, attained union with him. So what was the experience of Kardamji? So we can summarize into four. Number one, Lord is present in all beings. Lord is present in all beings. How should we see it? With the open eyes. Always remember Drigdrishavik, Asti Bhati Priya Nam Roop. Even in the table also Asti Bhati Priya is there. Table is inert. Table is inert, but Asti Bhati Priya is there. Asti is there, Bhati may not express, because the subtle body is not there in the table, but Asti is there. And always remember, it is not like that the Asti is there, then Bhati and Priya is not there. Asti, Bhati, Priya all remain together. They all remain together. Asti, Bhati, Priya. In the sentient being, Asti, I exist. I exist. Nobody has got doubt about that. Bhati. Bhati. Bhati means the chit part. Asti means sat part. Bhati means chit part. If you are able to see me, if you are able to hear me, that means chit part is there. Without that chit part existing in all of us, the transaction will not happen. Asti, Bhati, Priya, or Sat, Chit, Anand. We all have experienced Anand. That is reflected Anand coming through sense object. But the source of all Anand is this Satchidanand sitting inside our heart. So Lord is present in all being, and all being are in Atman. All being in Atman. I just now proved that I am seeing all of you, how I am seeing each one of you as a vritti, as a thought, where in my mind. Who is illuminating my mind? That Chetan is illuminating. So are you not all of you in that Chetan, in my mind? Atman situated in my mind? Yes. All beings are in Atman, and Kardamji had no raag, dvesh. Therefore samadrishti. There is no like and dislike. Therefore drishti will be, vision will be same, samadrishti. And he attained liberation. He attained liberation. So by bhakti marg also, we can attain liberation. Puspika Vakya.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Sanghitayam Tritiya Skandhe Kapile Chaturvinsho Dhyayah. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.